will be Jody Warren. Jody is from the Washington Immunization Information System. She's the data quality coordinator there. She's been in public health for a number of years, including a lot of experience at the clinical setting, and she's going to be talking about the data quality MIRAL document that they implemented, some of the specific operational issues from it into their registry. Jody? And anybody with the name of Warren, you know, is going to give a great presentation.
Good morning. Okay, so the objectives. I'll talk a little bit today about Washington's registry and where we currently are. I will then describe the data quality improvement process we adopted, and then some of the key actions taken based on those results. Warren's so tall. So the background on child profile. Washington's population is about 6.5 million. The number of records that we have in the IIS are 5.7 million. And about 90% of our kids 19 to 35 months in the registry have two or more immunizations. The same age group, 19 to 35 months, have a complete record of about 48%. This is our provider participation graph, and as you can see, we're doing pretty good. So we have 100% of our public providers participating, and that's 100% of our tribal clinics. And then we have 83% of our private providers, so that's 812 out of 980. So we have a grand total of about 86% provider participation in Washington. This is the breakdown of our provider submission types. So of the providers that we do have on active in our system, about 78% are manual submitters. HL7 is about 8%, and then our flat file submission rate is 14%. That doesn't mean that the amount of new immunization record submissions is comparable to this breakdown, though. So this is how the data comes in. So we have a vast majority of data that comes in through our flat file, at about 81%. And that's out of, in 2008, we had new immunizations added to the registry were about 7.7 million. So the bulk of that is coming in through the flat file. And then HL7 is, as we all know, getting more and more used. So this is an increase, actually, for us from the last year. So our project's objectives were to ensure that the data quality being submitted from the organizations to child profile system continued to grow, and that the quality, timeliness, and accuracy of the data coming in continues to improve. Child profile's data quality improvement project needed to begin with the hiring of me, the data quality coordinator, to undertake the improvement project. One of the first tasks was for me to interview the staff regarding the data quality issues that they saw, organize those ideas the team gave me, and develop objectives and strategies with a team work group approach. We utilized the ARA MIRO Data Quality Assurance Immunization Information Systems incoming data document in different stages of this process. And we implemented different processes and procedures that came out of the data quality improvement project. So, in the ARA MIRO document, there are 32 total business rules that I identified anyway. And of those, we adopted or modified 22 of those rules. The remaining 10 rules were not adopted, but further analysis of these are necessary for us. So the key areas of improvement that we found by doing this data quality process were documented in improved data loading processes, documentation of multiple policies and procedures that IIS already was doing, but not currently written down anywhere. And we were able to focus provider data quality follow-up by instituting a new process of provider review for newly contracted providers and providers already existing in our system. And then also internal data quality monitoring procedures were developed and or improved in several areas in the IIS. So this is an example of one of the 32 business rules and then just one of the ones that we adopted and or modified. So, as you can see, the patient should have no more than the following three bullets. So we'll just go from there. So I'm going to show you an example of how we used or modified this rule. So what we did was we ran a query for records for children 0 to 18 that had 50 or more immunizations on their record. The query returned 101 records that we found, and that was out of a possible 1.8 million. And as you know, or can see, that this was an extremely low number considering the possible 1.8 million. But we were very pleased that it was a low number, as I'm the only person reviewing these records. So 71% were due to bad merges. So our system does an automatic merge process, and we also have a manual deduplication process, and either one of those processes could have merged folks inappropriately. And so I was found that 71% of these 101 records were a bad merge. And the next little piece down there is 113 records that we recovered by identifying those bad merges before a provider called us. Then we had 22% were from bad data, such as a provider sending in data from their EMR, and that data was sent not only the administration date of the vaccine, but also the reminder date for the vaccine. So it was not close enough for our system to manually compile those vaccine dates, so it showed multiple dates on one vaccine. The age breakdown of the 101 records, the majority were between the ages of 3 and 6, and the least at 47%. And the least were between 0 and 2, and that was only at 1%. When we discussed the results with our leads team, they were discussing why we started with 50, why didn't we start with 40? So we said, we'll go ahead and go back and look at that and see if we can capture some more 0 to 2s. So our modified look was with 40 or plus immunizations. And when we initially pulled that record, we pulled up 850 records, and that was, you know, quite a huge increase from our 101 from the previous 50. So we're like, we need to look at that a little more. And in this group, the yearly influenza was really contributing to the higher number of vaccines listed. So we decided to exclude the influenza vaccine in the count of the 40 or more. It didn't take it off the record, so kids still had flu on there. We just didn't count it in the 40 or more. So that brought the 850 down to 265. Again, you can see that the majority of the bad data was from 70% of bad merges, and we were able to recover, again, 210 records. And then 29% were the bad data, the EMR loading. Again, we were missing our 0 to 2s. Again, this total was only about 2% of our 0 to 2s. So we again modified the rule and or the query to look at records 30 plus for immunizations for kids less than 3, and again excluding flu. Now this pulled only 90 records out of 180,000 records approximately, which is 0.05%. Again, we're not sad about the low number. But in this group, 43% of these records had the bad data. 29% were bad merges, so we recovered again 26. And then what the other interesting vaccine that we found on these records were the RSV-IgIM vaccines that were recorded, or shots that were recorded. So although these had those on them, the records themselves weren't bad or had bad data on them. So this is our modified business rule of that same one we started with, and that we're going to run these semi-annually, and a patient should have no more than 40 vaccines or more between the ages of 3 to 18, excluding flu, and 30 vaccines or more for less than 3, excluding flu and RSV-IgIM. So that's just how we modified that original rule in the document. This is another rule that we looked at, and anything in white is what the original rule stated. Anything is in green is what we added or modified the rule to be. The facility ID, we have found that that's really important for our electronic Medicaid and billing records to include if the facility wants to pull the data back out at the facility level. So we modified it to include that, and then obviously, for deduplication and other reports, gender and patient middle name, guardian name are important. And then our full address is important for our health promotion module folks who send out mailings on a regular basis. Okay, and here's the last modified rule. So, for administered vaccines, report submission date should be within 30 days of vaccination encounter date. We just clarified that the date file received is the report submission date, and we added a little bit of our own things. So we looked at our provider submitting, and although we all would want daily submissions so we get the most accurate, timely data, we know that that's not practical on the provider side or the IIS side. The next best is weekly, but not doable on the IIS side due to staffing and application or deduplication process. So we, on a compromise, was to look review current provider submissions for HL7 and flat files and break it into three tiers based on the vaccinations per month. So our large providers who submit more than 10,000 records, we consider to be large, and those large providers, we would want to see their information on a weekly basis. Bi-monthly or twice a month, we would like everybody else to do medium and small providers or those sending less than 2,000 records. And then minimum, we would want for our, you know, our smaller practices doing monthly at the minimum, or encourage our manual data enterers for the small practices maybe doing manual data entry since they're only doing between 6 and 15 vaccines a month. So our goals with this were to get the bulk of the immunizations loaded as close to administration as possible, to schedule submissions to lessen the load on our IT person, and to educate providers on how to load their own data. Currently, we have only a handful of providers self-loading their own data. This is a list of some of the rules that we didn't adopt at the time we reviewed this. And if you look at number 4, a patient should have no more than 7 DTaP vaccinations by age 7. We all know that that's right, but whether or not that kid actually had 7 by 7 or 10 by 7, it's not something that we feel that we can look at it as a bad data piece, but we can't say that those weren't actually given. So we didn't put that in our business rules. And then the next page, these are items that I think to one aspect or another we do in our registry. We just need to further review and to see how we can make these fit into our registry, into the business rules that we adopted. So some take-home messages. A full-time data quality person may not be necessary or possible. Maybe just someone that has a data quality as a dedicated responsibility as part of their job description. By including team members in the process and the development of procedures from the data quality improvement process, there is more buy-in to follow the new procedures or process. And don't be afraid to modify what is there to make it work for you for the AeroMiro. We looked at specific business rules such as the 50 vaccines before 5 years of age and expanded that to cover 0 to 18. We then evaluated it, refined it, and it would work for the entire child and adolescent population. So, this is my information. Thanks for listening. If you have any questions, feel free to ask at the end of the presentation. Yeah.